So these are Toyota Sienna minivans, and you know, it's not your typical fire department vehicle, right? But they mean a lot of things to us. We work with the community paramedicine team, and so we travel to visit people that have experienced an overdose, and we try to help get them to rehab. Sometimes they may have some belongings we need to do things with. Sometimes they may have three or four people that want to go, and we're able to get them pretty quickly then, within usually a couple hours to help. That's one of the aspects of what we do. Part of what we do also is, you know, any people that have called 911 often, vulnerable, neglect, just a lot of different things. If there's a box that it doesn't fit in, then we want to try to find the appropriate resources for you. We made a list not long ago of about 185 different resources, different community agencies and places that we work with, to try to make sure people have the things that they need when they're, you know, continuing to go to the emergency department or continuing to go to jail or continuing to go these places, and it's not fitting that need. If you're continuing to call for help, then we haven't helped you. And so we go in and we try to use our senses where a person uses their senses and try to best advocate their story. And, you know, we're kind of that pivot to connect those dots and navigate the appropriate things that a person may need. There's somebody out there that wants to help, but there's oftentimes not the knowledge of each other. I don't know your resource and the resource doesn't know that you need the help. So we just connect those dots. A lot of times transportation's a barrier. You know, communication, things like that.
Will it be, and this may have been discussed before I got here, got here on the tail end, but as far as, will it be a situation where, I'll say a crew makes a run and then calls you in, or are we having some information on the front end?
So every, during the week, we go through and we look and see our overdose calls. And then we can look back through and see a little bit of their story. Have they called emergency services before? Different things about them, and then we go. There are times that we do go respond to scenes, and then if somebody doesn't want to go to the hospital, then we're able to stay with them a little bit longer and see how we can get them maybe to a rehab facility. But oftentimes it's just pulling that information from our EMS software or from referrals from police officers, paramedics, and firefighters on the street. That'll say, hey, can you go check on this person? They had an overdose. Or look at the ambulance runs and find out that someone had that overdose, and then be able to go talk to them, talk to their family, provide them information, provide them Narcan, fentanyl test strips, things like that, to try to help keep them safe until they're able to make that decision, until they're ready to make that decision.
Now, outside of an overdose situation, drug-related, I'll say other mental health matters, you'd be involved in that as well?
Sure. A lot of our clients that are struggling with mental health, you know, access to clinics and to medication and to different things is sometimes hard because of transportation. Some are, you know, trying to watch children during the day, and then at night they're trying to get. So we're just connecting those people to that resource. We're trying to find them and find out the best way to help them get the medications that they need. You know, some people, it's hard to remember every day to take a certain medication if a medication is something they need. And so sometimes a shot is more helpful, so that you only have to do it every 30 days versus every day, and you don't have to try to keep up with medication, especially if you're experiencing homelessness. And then, you know, to make sure we liaison with the detention center a lot to say, hey, you know, this person may need some extra things while they're there, if they're in this environment, and we go meet with them in that place. So it's just whatever a person needs to help best meet their need. That's what we try to do.
Okay. And one of the questions, so these two vehicles, are they mostly the vehicle to do the job, or are they... they're not equipped any differently, are they? Are they?
Well, we will carry emergency equipment. You know, being out and about, we may be closer to an emergency call when it comes in. So we have, you know, we're paramedics, and we may have, you know, the monitors, defibrillators, medications, things like that that we may need. You know, especially if we respond to an overdose, we'll be able to work that and help that person, get them the aid that they need.
Okay. All right. Well, very good. And this might have come up, but do you see, even this expanding even further?
Absolutely. Yeah, I think that the model that we have, and I'm very thankful for, a community that supports this, is you have paramedic firefighters. So we can make sure you have smoke detectors. We can make sure that you have safety plans, extension cords. We can talk about things in your home to help keep you safer. So if you are in a place that you may not be able to get out of a wheelchair or not be able to, you're as safe as you can be at home. We have paramedics, so we have a medical aspect to it. We have social work, so we have the social work aspect. And we have law enforcement. And so all of us working together in concert with each other builds a holistic team to truly look at somebody from multiple different angles. And we can work with court systems, we can work with hospitals, we can work with different agencies within the city, public and private. I think it makes us a more supportive community, a more responsive community, and a fiscally smarter community to best utilize all the resources that we have to meet a person in their place.